Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. A confession. I almost didn't report on this study because I didn't see the similarities. But the more I got into the responses, especially on those open-end questions, the more I thought we needed to see this. So, if old sales stories are obsolete, what do we need to change now? Here are two areas to examine and adjust what we tell ourselves. First off, we need to adjust our stories about timing, the order of things. I hear this one all the time. When I make more sales, I'm going to invest in marketing. Now, the reason why we buy into this myth is because we want to generate revenue fast. And who doesn't? What really happens, though, is too many of us will burn through all of our cash on sales activity that doesn't close and then can't implement any market strategy to fix the problem. Let's replace that silliness with, okay, I need to market first, generate some interest, then focus on closing interested buyers. I'm going to sharpen the saw before I start cutting. Second up, we need to change our stories about speed and our expectations. We convince ourselves that networking, marketing is just too slow, that we'll starve by the time we get work. Well, here's the truth. We're going to starve anyway if we start hustling buyers who don't know us and aren't ready. We're just not going to notice until it's too late because we feel better when we're busy, thinking we're making progress when in reality, we're just spinning our wheels. So let's get real with a pep talk to ourselves with something like, hey, in crowded markets, we got to work smart. Calling a bunch of people right now will only waste time and resources. I'm going to soften the ground first, then set it on blast. You know, it's easy to buy into our stories about sales. It's time to start drilling down on those narratives and compare them to how buyers really choose who to hire. Then give ourselves a reality check based on what's truly going on out there. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.